little Friday morning Schadenfreude.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Not to revel in the misfortune of others this Friday, but some bad news out of Europe has been good news for the dollar today. Word that Europe's economy is shrinking helped bolster the greenback to a six-month high against the euro. The strong dollar is also pushing the price of oil and gold down, and all the markets are liking that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.75% yesterday, and this morning London's FTSE is up 0.6%. Germany's DAX has plumped up 1%. And if you're doing really well in the markets and need a place to stash your cash far from the prying eyes of the IRS, certain countries in Europe fit the bill, like Switzerland and Luxembourg, and the tiny Alpine state of Liechtenstein. But that's changing, as Stephen Beard reports.
Liechtenstein now wants to cooperate with foreign tax authorities, the plan to pass on information about certain undeclared accounts. The country is under international pressure. Earlier this year, it was battered by a major tax evasion scandal. A former Liechtenstein bank employee stole client data and sold it to the German government. Dozens of high-profile prosecutions ensued. Today's news that Liechtenstein is cleaning up its act may send a ripple of concern through certain American circles. Haig Simonian is with the Financial Times.
Although you may think Liechtenstein, this tiny country nestled between Switzerland and Austria, an unknown maybe to many Americans, possibly actually known to rather more Americans and wealthy Americans than you might imagine.
In a U.S. congressional hearing earlier this summer, it emerged that one U.S. bank alone, UBS, had 20,000 offshore American depositors. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And the Federal Aviation Administration wants to fine American Airlines $7 million. Regulators accuse the carrier of being lax about drug testing employees and of sending out planes with major maintenance problems. Earlier this year, the FAA proposed a $10 million fine for Southwest Airlines. It said the carrier wasn't doing all of its inspections.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting efforts that help save lives lost from sudden cardiac arrest. More on SCA risks and response at suddencardiacarrest.org.
On sunny summer Fridays like these, many of New York's business elite head to the Hamptons. Lots of East Coast bloods and lots of CEOs, all with lots of money. This week, Barack Obama's campaign is sending an emissary. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
We asked Barack Obama's economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, if celebrity CEO endorsements actually mean anything in this economy.
I don't know.
Goolsbee says Obama's crew isn't really after endorsements as much as advice.
Warren Buffett is an extremely intelligent and perceptive analyst of financial markets and the wider economy. He has a lot of credibility.
And if he has insights to share, so much the better. And some business people, like ex-Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina, have become surrogates on the campaign trail.
Most executives may believe that their name carries weight.
But they're wrong, at least according to Larry Sabato, a political science professor at the University of Virginia. But that doesn't mean CEOs are useless.
They can give money themselves and probably influence a lot of other executives to give.
Big banks have given Barack Obama and John McCain more than $15 million in contributions. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
And if a house in the Hamptons is a bit out of your reach, you can always go to Coney Island, eat a hot dog, ride the cyclone. 100 years ago, Coney Island was a place to see and be seen. It still draws a crowd, but its glory days are over. The amusement park has gone downhill a bit. But now there's a multi-billion dollar plan to revitalize Coney Island, as Jill Barshay reports.
Dick Ziggin personifies Coney Island. The gray-haired 55-year-old has tattoos running up and down both arms. He runs the museum, the annual mermaid parade, and the burlesque show.
You will never be the same after you witness the phenomenon that is...
Ziggin was a director on the redevelopment board, but he quit in disgust.
The current plan disrespects the history here. You know, the amusement industry was born here. Coney Island is the place where the hot dog was invented, soft ice cream, the roller coaster. It all comes from here.
Ziggin's leading protests over the city's move to slash the area designated for amusement rides by nearly half. Dominic Recchia represents Coney Island on the New York City Council. He says the renewal plan needs to be redrawn to create jobs in his depressed South Brooklyn neighborhood.
We want an all-year-round destination, and amusement parks today just don't make money.
The disputed land was recently bought up by a real estate developer called Thor Equities. Right now, the land is zoned for amusement rides only. But Thor wants to build hotels, a movie theater, a bowling alley, and a Nike Town store. Margaret Tobin is an executive vice president at Thor Equities. She says her company wants to attract visitors of all ages.
We really, truly believe that retail is one of the important mixes there. I know from my nieces, shopping for them is entertainment, and it is amusing.
Tobin worries about relying on tourists exclusively. Building movie theaters and hotel ballrooms to serve locals in South Brooklyn is less risky. Coney Island Ziggin says this roller coaster dispute could torpedo the whole revitalization plan.
And now they've got everybody yelling and screaming, and I'm not sure anything's going to be passed.
Meanwhile, the last amusement park in Coney Island, Astroland, is slated to close at the end of the 2008 season.
Right here, Brooklyn's best, Polar Express.
In Coney Island, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
And this final note, looks like some of that publisher's clearinghouse karma is coming back to Ed McMahon.
You may soon win $10 million in the American Family Sweepstakes.
Yeah. Just
the 85-year-old was facing foreclosure, but Donald Trump is coming to the rescue. The Donald doesn't know McMahon personally, but said he was a big fan of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Trump will reportedly buy McMahon's Beverly Hills home and lease it back to him. The home is valued at about $4.5 million. Hey, Donald, how would you feel about funding a very reasonably priced Caribbean vacation? Well, it doesn't hurt to ask. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.